Is there anyone in the audience who has, oh, I'm sorry, we'll start with roll call. My first night as chair. Start with roll call.
Vice Chair Williams.
Here.
Commissioner Corcoran.
Here.
Commissioner Weller.
Here.
And for the record, Chair Kulik and Commissioner Wellner are absent.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll turn to oral communications. Is there anyone here who would like to speak to matters not on tonight's agenda? All right. Okay, we'll move forward to the staff briefing, if there is any, on administrative items.
Yes, I just want to let the commissioners know that we do have a couple items on the next meeting on April 27th. Great.
Thank you. Any other questions for staff? Turning to the public hearings on the agenda, is there a staff report on the first agenda item?
Yes. Good evening, Vice Chair Williams and commissioners. This is for Nugget Market, a conditional use permit to amend a conditional approval to allow alcohol beverage tastings in a building occupied by a grocery store at Cove Shopping Center. The background is on February 13, 2013, the Planning Commission adopted a resolution to approve a conditional use permit to operate and expand a grocery store use. The applicant proposes to amend the conditional use permit to allow alcohol beverages tasting for their grocery store. There will be no exterior improvements for the existing business. The applicant proposes to allow consumption of wine, beer, and spirits near the existing cheese bar or the mezzanine area. The location would depend on the number of participants that they expect. The proposed hours for the alcohol beverage tasting will be from 4 to 7 on Fridays and Saturdays, with the flexibility of a few holidays during the year. The applicant has indicated that two staff members from the winery or supplier would be serving, as well as one staff member from Nugget would manage the tasting during those hours. The current condition number 5 reads as follows: consumption of the alcoholic beverages on the premises, including outdoor seating areas, is prohibited. The proposed amendment for the condition number 5 would read as: consumption of alcohol beverages inside the building is allowed exclusively for alcoholic beverages tasting purposes during the hours from 4 to 7 on Fridays and Saturdays, and also on a maximum of 3 holidays during the year after receiving prior approval from the Planning Division. Consumption of alcoholic beverages elsewhere on the premises, including outdoor seating areas, is prohibited. Specifics of the alcohol beverage tasting use shall conform with the application materials submitted by the applicant. Staff believes that the alcoholic beverage tasting use would not impact any of the parking that is already there at the grocery store and the shopping center. A little more information regarding the license. The applicant has informed staff that it would be an instructional tasting license, which will allow for patrons to taste a wine, a beer, or a spirit before they make the selection and buy it at the store. The staff believes that the limitations on hours and holidays for the tasting would prevent this use from taking on the characteristic of a bar or other on-sale alcoholic beverage use and maintain the grocery store atmosphere. Staff believes that the amendment would be consistent with the general plan and zoning, as well as it is determined that it is exempt from CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act. To date, we have not received any correspondence from the public. Staff recommends that Planning Commission hold a hearing, as well adopt the attached resolution approving this conditional amendment to the conditional use permit. I'm available for any questions, as well as the applicant. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff on the first agenda item? All right. So we'll hear now from the applicant. I assume that's you. If you can stand at the podium, and you have 20 minutes to, yes.
Don't need to use all of it.
No, you don't.
Cody Moody. I'm the store director at the Nugget Market in Tiburon, in the Cove. And what we're doing is we're applying for a Type 86 license with the purpose of having an instructional tasting. For our location, without having a true spirit or liquor license, this would only be for beer and wine between the hours of 4 to 7, as previously stated. This is designed to provide an additional service for our guests, to educate them on new products or changing products in our industry. And our understanding is that the tasting is only to be done by an authorized licensee, so a certified winemaker or someone who represents the brand. We also understand the stipulations that there can be no discount, reduced retail, gifts given, no special treatment to a person participating in the tasting event. We understand that location for the tasting event would have to be cordoned off. We would have to require proof of age of 21 years or older for anybody to enter that cordoned off area. We also have stated previously that we would have a company representative from our store managing the location while that authorized licensee was the one conducting the tasting. If you guys have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them at this time.
I just have, out of curiosity, where is the mezzanine? What part of the store is the mezzanine? I thought in the memo it said that it would be at the area where the cheese is, or at the mezzanine, depending on the size of the, how many people were anticipating. It was out of curiosity. I just was wondering where that is.
The primary location we were targeting was the cheese counter.
Okay.
Near our wine department, and then the mezzanine would be the seating area to the front of the store, if I understand correctly. But ideally, it's the cheese counter.
Actually seems like a logical location up at the front of the store. Seems like kind of tucked in the back, especially if you're saying that it has to be roped off. Seems like it's going to be a little odd.
Yeah, front of the store would be fairly difficult with traffic flowing out of the store. Mm-hmm. The check stands out the front.
Mm-hmm.
And also to keep it contained, I think near the cheese counter would be ideal because we have the space over there. In the past, when we've done demo fairs for non-alcoholic items, we found that the areas around the cheese and wine department tended to facilitate that.
I just have one question. As you mentioned, at the moment you have a beer and wine license, but no alcoholic beverage license, hard alcoholic.
Correct.
But this, and maybe it's a question for staff as well as you, is the objective here to create an approval that would automatically extend to hard alcohol if and when you get the license to sell it? It would not be a need for you to come back?
That would be my understanding. That's why we're still applying for the full Type 86 license. And with that being said, that Type 86 license we still have to apply to our ABC regulations that are in place.
And as I understand it, you do come back to us if you wanted to extend this to holidays and potentially different times. Then you would come back to
right,
us.
Right, if we were to step outside the 4 to 7 on Friday, Saturday, to get a specific holiday, provide notice in the matter of three times within a calendar year.
Actually, I was going to ask about that. Do you think that's an adequate number? Three times?
Personally, I believe that is. As far as what we're going to try to target, the typical holidays that you can think of where you would do an educational tasting would be like St. Patty's, heading into the New Year's. Our location is closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas, so we wouldn't be able to do a tasting on those days. So we have a reduced number of holidays for that would fall outside of that.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess if it's Memorial Day or something, it's probably less likely. It's more leading into it that you're going to do a tasting, I guess. That makes sense.
And that's typically the kind of traffic that we do within the store is leading into holiday.
Leading into holiday.
People tend to go out and celebrate.
Right. They're stocking up. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
So is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak to this agenda item? And I assume the applicant has no need to rebut. So we'll close the public hearing and just discuss and debate amongst yourselves. Commissioner Weller, what's your thinking?
I think this is a perfectly reasonable request. I'm a frequent customer at Nugget because I live 3 blocks up the street. I commend you on having put in a very, very vibrant, lively addition to the community. So we are really pleased. I think as a commission and as a resident about the success you're having, and I'm all in favor of adding, of making it possible to continue that. And I think this is a fairly mild application. If problems develop or overuse or something, we'll deal with it, but I don't think we should predict that that will be the case. So I support the application. I think it's a reasonable one, and I think anything that we can do to assist in your success and becoming a fixture in the community is something I'd be in favor of.
Yeah, I think that Nugget's been a tremendous addition to the community. It really helped to revitalize that center, which was doing really poorly for a number of years. So we've talked about it before here at this commission about how we're appreciative of that, and anything we can do to, as Commissioner Weller said, encourage vibrancy there, I think is a wise move. And I think that having a tastings here, I've been to other grocery stores before when they're having tastings, and it always adds a little bit of life to, and foot traffic, importantly, to the store. And so I think this would be nice. I hope that the space works for it. And I hope that this is gives you enough flexibility to play around with the appropriate location in the store and the appropriate time to do it. If it turns out that some other timing works, then it's not too much of a burden for you to come back to us and reevaluate. So, I'm in support of it.
I concur with my fellow commissioners. I think it's. I actually want to commend you too for really being so thoughtful about the state regulations. You seem to really know, what you can and cannot do, and have taken it really seriously. And beyond that, I completely agree that it's a very appropriate use for this particular commercial zone, and it would really enhance services to the two residents and to the community. It's consistent also with Woodlands was in not too long ago to get a similar conditional use permit, and we haven't heard from them. And I think your time frame is similar to theirs, so I hope it's working for them, and I hope it works for you as well. And I think it's perfect. It's complies with all of the zoning regulations and is consistent with our general plan, and I would support it as well. So I think we have consensus. Is there a motion?
That was in 2003. Yeah, that was.
Of the prior,
yeah.
The original.
The correct name for the correct commission is here in the building.
But.
Associated with this. Page
it attached.
It was in 2013. It was the 2013 resolution. Yeah. Yeah.
So, a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I didn't really say anything. All right. So, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
So, moving on to agenda item 2, do we have a staff report there?
Yes, Vice Chairman, members of the Commission. This is a request for a conditional use permit for 4992 Ranch Road. It's an application to construct docks and a pier adjacent to the property. It would include a new 134-foot-long, 4-foot-wide gangway leading to a fixed dock, which would be 18 feet long and 18 feet wide, with an 8-foot by 12-foot floating dock attached to the side. The docks are intended to provide boat access to the bay for the existing residents on the site. There's a description in the staff report about the different pilings supporting this, and we would note that the pier and dock would be at the fixed elevation would be 9.4 feet above sea level. A number of other properties in the immediate vicinities have similar private docks and piers. Some are shorter, but others appear to be even longer than one that's immediately adjacent, or the one that requests requested by the applicant, and this dock would appear to be visually consistent with the other ones in the immediate vicinity and should not intrude into views from any other residences. We've reviewed the application and feel it's consistent with the general plan and the zoning ordinance. The applicant has received letters of support or signatures of support from the adjacent property owners. So we recommend that the commission hold the public hearing on the item, hear and consider all testimony, and adopt the draft resolution approving the conditional use permit.
Thank you. Any questions?
I do have one.
That's BCDC that usually looks at that.
Well, that would, there would be a consideration whether this is wrong to affect the adjacent, but that's BCDC.
Correct.
I actually have a question on, it was noted in the staff report that on the south, just to the south of this area, the dock is 130 feet, I believe, and then just to the north, there's a range. And I actually looked at this on Google Earth. It looks like there's a really long one on the other side as well. Is that the 170-footer? What's the,
that's,
you know, the...
Yeah, that's the one. I was basically scaling off of the satellite imagery as well.
Okay.
They tend to look like, in a lot of ways, they kind of line up where the outside edge is.
Right.
But, you know, because the shore varies.
Right, because of the way it's, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Any further questions? Okay, so now we will have the applicant presentation.
I'm Elisa Golson. I'm the co-owner of the house with three kids. We purchased the home in July 2012. We have three kids. We really love the bay. We have 7 kayaks and 2 paddle boards. And we have a boat parked around the corner that has been pulled around a little bit because in front of our house is too shallow. But we use the bay a lot. We go swimming, we go kayaking, and all the time we spend out there kayaking and paddle boarding with our kids and friends. You know, we've noticed the other docks all along the way. We're like, hey, wouldn't it be great if we had a dock? My husband also fishes with the kids off the backyard when the tide allows. And so it's really just for recreational use from my family. And I have actually submitted a permit to BCDC over a year ago. And I've met with BCDC, Fish and Game, Army Corps of Engineers last August and took all of their input in and made changes to our original plan. I also submitted it to Dan and made changes based on his suggestions as well. So all of those organizations have been involved in the size, the types of pilings, the type of wood that will be used, and so forth. So I've even gotten a letter from the Army Corps of Engineers. I'm sorry I didn't bring that with me, saying that we're not affecting the eelgrass. So I've actually spent about 2 years on this, making sure that I'm going through all the steps. And this is the step where I am now. So I don't know what else to say. Do you have any questions?
I read in the report that it sounds like you need this permit. You need to get this before you can resolve things with BCDC.
Exactly. So last August when I met with BCDC, Fish and Game, Army Corps of Engineers, I met with them at the Marin County Civic Center. They hold a meeting once a quarter. And I submitted all the paperwork to them. They said, okay, great, now you need to go to the town of Tiburon because they are the ones who need to give you the permit and make the CEQA determination.
The BCDC always requires that the town make it its discretionary approvals first before they take any action.
Right, so I would take this if it's approved and then go back to BCDC. I will also need to go back to the Army Corps of Engineers. I think I'm done with Fish and Game. They just had like comments they had to make. I don't think I have to do anything else for them.
Okay. Any other questions?
So, no.
Thank you. Is there anyone here who wishes to address address agenda item two. All right, we'll close the public hearing and discuss the item. Commissioner Corcoran, we'll start with you.
Yeah, under the policy LU26, the land use element of the Tiburon General Plan, definitely encourages the use of our shoreline in this way when it's not in conflict with other public uses. And it definitely is in keeping with the pattern of use of this area of town along that side of Paradise, of the Paradise Loop. And so it seems like a modest, reasonable proposal. I don't have any questions. I don't think I have any reason to oppose it and support it.
Commissioner Wells? First, I wanted to thank you for talking to your neighbors and getting their approval and having the letters of approval. I think that's such an admirable way to approach the planning process. So I really, really thank you for that. I would be inclined to approve the both permits. It's, you know, when I looked at Google Earth, it's very consistent with this, the use in this particular area. There are docks. It's just north of Paradise Cay. And I agree that our land use policies encourage sort of public access to the shoreline. We also have to be mindful of sort of the coastal environment and be sensitive to that and to navigation. So I really appreciate Commissioner Weller's questions and your explanation to us about all the work that you've done with the regulatory agencies and with BCDC. And I just, you know, it sounds like you will continue to have that really positive dialogue with them and do what's best for the coastline and for your family and for your enjoyment of the water. So I too can support you know, your request, and I think I'll ask if anyone would like to make a motion.
Sure. I'll move that we adopt the attached resolution approving the conditional use permit.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All
right, so the motion carries.
Good luck.
Yes.
Thanks.
And so that, so we're done with the agenda items, and we have to move to the minutes. So are there any changes to the minutes? I actually had one minor thing on page four, where it says under Vice Chair Williams, midway through, she said that the site's development plan is in full force and effect and as are the conditions therein. And then I would just add, and comma, as she was informed or is informed, the applicant has satisfied all conditions to the satisfaction of the planning division. So that's the only modification. So is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
I'll second the motion. All right, so the minutes have been approved.